I had a dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored in..."
Michael Herzog coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, and I'm still not ready to make nice, and I'm still not ready to back down. And I have to tell you, frankly, I'm a lot aggravated today. I'll get into why in a few minutes. As always, if you got a headache, I want to tell you the announcement's up front. Take Headache, Stay Gone. Works like a charm. Give them a call at 800-327-0727. Everybody around here raves about it. And believe me, there's enough stress around this place at times that a lot of people get headaches. So, if you got a headache, call Headache, Stay Gone. On the subject of freedom to fascism, I want to thank all the listeners out there that have sent me emails and have requested a copy of Freedom to Fascism, and I want to just politely remind you that, please, when you get through watching the movie, even if you have to watch it two or three times, like I did, to absorb the information in there, please share it with a friend who has not yet seen it. Once they have seen it, you might have them send me an email, and I'll send them a copy, and they can pass it off to somebody else. Okay. I want to take a couple minutes here and tell you, this is going to be an open line day today. You can feel free to call me, 1-800-313-9443, about whatever's on your mind. There's a topic that I normally don't talk about much, but unfortunately it's reared its head again this week, and I'm going to get into it a little bit. I want to make an announcement and tell you that Mr. Stattmiller, so full of surprises, what a guy. I tell you, I've got to know this guy really well over the last week and a half or so. What an amazing man. I can't say enough good things about John. But I think I mentioned on a show last week, when I got here, I had sent a couple of tapes of previous shows that I had on another station back in Phoenix. And, and I followed up on those tapes by calling into the network here a couple times, and I talked to Julie, the secretary, and I was waiting for John to call me back and give me a kind of a yay or nay as to whether he was going to give me a spot on the network, and I never heard from him. And I had to take a trip back to Indiana, so I thought, I called into the station, and I talked, and I said, well, you know, since I have to drive back to Indiana anyway, how about if I just make a slight detour and come in and sit down and talk to John? She said, fine. So I drove to Round Rock, Texas, and I'll tell you what happened after the break. You're listening to Michael Herzog, republicbroadcasting.org, on 12-180 shortwave. Be back in a few.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, Michael Herzog back with you, The American Awakening, continuing with my story. So I took a little slight detour from Indiana, and I drove through to Round Rock, Texas. I showed up here expecting to sit down and chat with John Stadtmiller, and I was informed when I came into the office that he was sick. And about 2 minutes later, one of the staff walked out with a cell phone, and it happened to be John. And John said, and this is one of his surprises, why don't you do my show for me today? So I stood in for John on the 6th. Actually, it was the 7th of March. And after the show was over, he made the decision to give me a spot on the air. So that for that, I thank him. But John's full of surprises because I had a guest on yesterday. For those who listened, Rosalind Peterson, excellent guest, was talking about the contrail, chemtrail situation. And I had a slew of callers, excellent callers, and I thank them. But I want to apologize to those callers that called in because I didn't have enough time to fit them in to give them the opportunity to take the time that they needed to convey all of their thoughts. So I walked out of the show yesterday afternoon, and John came up to me and said, well, we're expanding your show to 2 hours, and that starts today. So we're going to be on from 2 to 4 today, and that evidently is going to persist throughout my tenure here, which hopefully is a long time. So another surprise for John. Take another moment to tell you about my upcoming guests. I'm going to have a few interesting guests coming up in the near future. Tex Mars has a new book out called Synagogue of Satan, and I want to make sure and get him up and running. He's not feeling well. It seems like there's a lot of sickness going around, but I think I'm going to have him up on my show next week. Lindsay Williams is another one. That's the guy that walked with these elite and was privy to their conversations. I know you've heard him before on John's show and a couple of others. Also, I've got D.B. Kidd, who is a brilliant journalist. She writes for newswithviews.com, and she's very prolific in, well, just about any area you want to mention. So Those are coming up in the not-too-distant future. You want to tune in for times. I don't have any guests today. And as again I said, it's going to be an open phone line. You can call me if you like, and you can voice any thought you want. If you want to mentally beat me up, you can do that as well. But what I am going to do, the subject, and I mentioned on one of the first shows that I did, that I don't want to spend a lot of time on the 9/11 issue. Because from my position, the 9/11 thing, yes, it happened. It was a tragic event. It killed 3,000 people. We've already seen that the government has tried to cover it up. We know, the patriots out there know, that it was an inside job. And the Keene-Hamilton Commission did a good job of covering up that investigation. I give all the credit in the world to the people that continue with the 9/11 movement and keep pushing for a new investigation. Those people that hopefully will show up at the Republican, or not the Republican, but the primary, the what do you call it, the Rhode Island, the Rhode Island primaries that come up in April, I believe. And I just love it when these politicians get called out on issues that they don't want to talk about, because they're like a deer in the headlights. And they get caught. They don't know what to do, so they start to vibrate. And then within a minute or two, they make some kind of a signal, and the security comes up and removes those people. But that's going on quite frequently. As a matter of fact, it just happened with Alan Dershowitz, who is evidently in a conference giving a speech or whatever. And there was a challenge to Alan Dershowitz regarding the issue. The challenger was removed. But again, Alan Dershowitz was caught like a deer in the headlights. But what I want to get into, again, I don't like to take too much time on this, but in this particular case, I'm aggravated. I'm very, very aggravated at Mr. Bill O'Reilly. Matter of fact, it was a few months ago that I had written a song about Bill O'Reilly, and I was going to record it, and I was going to put it on the air. I was going to send it to the Republic Broadcasting Network and a couple of other networks. Because it's a song that calls Bill O'Reilly out. It's called Hey Bill O'Reilly. It calls him out because the only thing that I ever see this man do is when he comes on the air, just like he was on the air last night, blasting Charlie Sheen. And I'll get into that in a minute. But all he can do is invite guests on that come out with ad hominem attacks on Mr. Sheen, on Rosie O'Donnell, who, as a lot of you know, came out just last week and basically sided with the 9/11 movement and said, you know what, I think it's an inside job. She gave many, many websites out for people to go do research on. And what's amazing here, and I named this off on last week's show, is that there's many, many well-known people that have come out and have said they have serious questions about 9/11. But the problem with Fox News is that the only thing that they can do in rebuttal is come back with attacks to try to discredit these people. Okay, I saw a little snippet last night on Fox News that they were actually putting some of the blame on Barbara Walters and saying it's because she has a faltering career and whatever. And it's ridiculous. It aggravates me. It incenses me that these people cannot debate. They cannot sit down and reasonably and logically talk about these issues. Instead, they have to attack people. Now, for those of you who didn't hear the O'Reilly program last night, I've got a clip that I'm going to play for you, and then I'm going to go into some detail about it. I'm going to read an article about it. It was put out by Paul Watson, and I'm going to expound on it a little bit and give you my thoughts. So with that, let's see. Have we got 5 minutes left in this segment? Okay, so we don't. Okay, in the next segment. Well, excuse me, just a second, folks. Is the next segment long enough to play that clip? It's 5.5 minutes. Okay, in the next segment, I'm going to play this clip in its entirety, and then I'm going to voice my comments on it, and I'm going to read this article by Paul Watson, and I'm going to take it apart, because I have to tell you, I am, folks, getting so sick. And forgive me if I get upset about this, but I am getting so sick of listening to these buffoons like O'Reilly, like Hannity, like Limbaugh, come out and discredit people who have valid evidence, who can substantiate the evidence by numerous different sources, and they can do nothing but come back with elementary school attacks on these people and pointing fingers. But it's not only that. They draw other people into the picture. Now, I don't know whether these people are paid by, you know, the powers that be or whatever, but I am appalled at some of the audacious remarks that are made by these fools. This song that I was telling you about, I wrote a song about Bill O'Reilly. I was going to record it over in Los Angeles, and I got tied up. I kind of put it on the shelf because there was a little rift that happened with the network here. So I decided to shelf it for a while. But I'm going to ask the listeners for help because I'm going to record this song. I'm pulling it off the shelf. I'm going to record it. And I'd like the listeners, I'm going to play it on the air. I'm going to hopefully some of the other hosts will play it. Maybe some of the other networks will play it. It's a challenge to this fool, this Bill O'Reilly idiot, to actually sit with an intelligent conversation and debate some of us, some of these people who are knowledgeable in this movement and who have proof that, yes, 9/11 was an inside job. There were certain elements, criminal elements of the government that were complicit in this, okay? And we have an overwhelming amount of evidence. I mean, we've already proven it, folks. I mean, Stephen Jones has, as far as I'm concerned, proven that those towers came down by the use of thermite. I mean, if you weigh the evidence upon a preponderance, the evidence so far outweighs the government's official, you know, bogus theory that it's ridiculous. And again, I don't want to expound on it, but when I saw this guy come on last night, I was absolutely incensed. So I'm going to, after the break, I'm going to play this for you in its entirety. Then I'm going to read the article, and I'm going to make a few comments on it. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the song, and I'm going to ask for your help. Because what I'd like for the listeners out there to do is to call in to Bill O'Reilly and let him know that this song is out there, or it's going to be shortly. Call in to Hannity. Call in to Limbaugh. Let him know that this song is out there. This song is challenging this fool to a competent debate with John Stadtmiller, a couple of other people, myself I might include in the song, but I'd love the opportunity to get on the air with this guy. I would love nothing more than to have this clown on my show, okay? So I ask for your help. It's going to be put out as soon as I can secure the recording studio. I'm going to go ahead and put it together. I'm going to play it on the air, and then I'm going to ask you folks for your help in getting this out and letting these fools know that we challenge them to have an intelligent debate without these ad hominem attacks, which is all they can come back with because they have no evidence. Okay, let's see. So that I'm going to take that. That's going to take quite a bit of the first hour. There's also an attack. John Gibson attacks Charlie Sheen in a one-sided report over this loose change. And for those of you who don't know, evidently Charlie Sheen is going to narrate. He's going to do a new copy of Loose Change, and he's going to narrate it. Rosie O'Donnell is not affiliated with it whatsoever, but they're claiming she is. And the reason that they're coming out with these slam dunks and this spin is because they're scared to death. These people are absolutely petrified that the truth is going to come out. And, well, they should be, because they know that the evidence is overwhelming. When I get through with this, I'm going to play this clip for you, and then I'm going to read these articles, and I'm going to go into a little bit of the reasons why these people are so paranoid. And for a lot of you, it's going to be old news. But bear with me here, because I'm venting. I'm venting on this guy. I want this guy in my sights. I want this guy on my show. Okay, I guarantee you, fellow patriots, I will take him apart. Okay, let's see. What else have we got to cover today? Let me go through this here. As I think I mentioned to you, I started an article yesterday because my guest was not on at the appropriate time she was supposed to come on. It's called Full Mental Nudity. I'm going to go into that a little bit if I have time. Regarding the, you know, metal scanners in the airports, regarding them, you know, tracking us on our cell phone, our software. I mean, this is getting it's already so Orwellian, it's unbelievable. But it just keeps getting worse. They don't stop. They track us everywhere we go. This Full Mental Nudity article, they're now working on being able to bust you in a thought crime, which ties in with Ted Pike and the hate crimes legislation. And I'm going to go into that, probably going to be in the second hour. If we have time, let's see. I've got another one. Yeah, I've got that one on. John Conyers introduces a new hate crime bill, which I'm going to go into. Okay, got a break coming up. Again, after the break, I'm going to play this clip, then I'm going to go into some detail about it, and then after that, we're going to open up the phones and get your comments on it. This is Michael Herzog, republicbroadcasting.org, and it's 12180 shortwave. See you in a few.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you, from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky, the ozone layer unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
497-0274. Okay, folks, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Now, I'm going to take the last segment of this hour, and I'm going to play this clip from the Bill O'Reilly show last night. I want you to listen closely if you haven't already heard it. And then I'm going to go into an article from Paul Watson, which is very well done. I give credit where credit's due. The man's a good journalist. So let's roll this clip, Manny.
Impact segment tonight. The far-left fringe has embraced the conspiracy theory that elements of the U.S. government carried out the attacks on 9/11. It's unbelievable, but that's what they're saying. Now, some mainstream individuals are buying into it. Rosie O'Donnell discussed it on her blog, and the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, billionaire Mark Cuban, may distribute a movie called Loose Change. That piece of propaganda may be narrated by Charlie Sheen. And it says the U.S. government was criminally negligent on 9/11. With us now, Bo Deedle, former New York City detective, knows about the local investigation on 9/11. From Miami, Gerald Posner, the author of the book Why America Slept, The Reasons Behind Our Failure to Prevent 9/11. All right, Gerald, I'll begin with you. When you hear this conspiratorial stuff, what goes through your mind?
Well, you know, Bill, it used to surprise me. Now, nothing surprises me what these wackos can come up with. What goes through my mind, though, is I get angry. And then when I see mainstream figures like Rosie O'Donnell, she essentially did a cut and paste. She took it from one site and put it on her blog. You know what? You can't do that. It would be like putting on something that said the Holocaust didn't exist. And she should be socially responsible to know better. Mark Cuban, he may be great at making money. He's worth over $1 billion. But this was the guy who said, remember, when Kobe Bryant was arrested, it'll be good for the NBA. And he says on this issue, he's agnostic. He does things that are good about 9/11. He also distributes this because it's on the other side. We don't have an opinion. But guess what, Mark? You don't get to be agnostic on this. You have to have an opinion. Either 19 hijackers, Muslim fundamentalists who wanted to destroy the West, flew those planes into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon, killing 3,000 people on 9/11, or otherwise you're right and it's a conspiracy. And you know what? You don't get to straddle both sides of the fence. You have an obligation to come clean on this and not distribute that film. The same with Charlie Sheen in narrating it. It's a disgrace.
All right. How do you see it, Bo? You were down here when it happened. You actually worked on the World Trade Center when they were building it.
I was an iron worker back in the late 60s before I became a cop. And, you know, the whole construction of the World Trade Center was heavy, thick steel walls around the outside with 6 inches of concrete floors. And what happened that day is when that melted, that went down and it became like potato chips. And I watched the buildings go down. It looked like they were imploding. They were imploding. The steel hit there. They couldn't hold up the weight. They came right down. Thank God that they didn't come down any other way. But when I hear this nonsense about these movies that are going to be made about this, what about the victims? What about the firemen and the cops that died down there, their families, and the people down there that lost their husbands, wives, daughters, and sons? This is complete moron stuff now. I saw the engine of the plane that was down there on the ground that went right through the building. I saw people down there when we got down there, when number 7 came down. They say about the building number 7 coming down the same way. Yeah, because so much heaviness came off from the World Trade Center coming down onto 7. 7 came down. The foundation was all out of whack because of them coming down. There could have been more buildings coming down around. Why it happened that way, only architects and only
people. Well, we went over it with the popular mechanics, people who have done exhaustive study. But I agree with you that I think that, you know, bringing this stuff up, accusing your own country of murdering your own citizens is painful for people who lost people.
You go back with the blind cleric. And with Yusuf, the connection was right there. When they bombed World Trade Center 1 and they go to 2.
Bo, don't confuse anybody with facts. Don't confuse them with facts. But I will say this, Gerald. I believe that if Charlie Sheen puts his voice and name on this, he's through. I think that'll people won't watch his television program. They'll hold it against him. Now, you said something earlier. You said it makes you angry when these conspiratorialists put the stuff out. They have freedom of speech. I mean, you know, they can say what they want.
No.
Why does it make you angry?
It makes me angry, Bill, because they're making up, in some cases, what they call facts. They're distributing false information. In many cases, they know it. And the product today is much slicker. You know, in the old days, you used to get a right-wing revisionist who would stand up and say, oh, by the way, the Holocaust is a myth, and they would just deny it, and we all knew they were crazy, and that was the end of it. But today, these films that they're putting out are very slick. They tend to show things in a way that if you watch it and you're impressionable, it's like JFK that Oliver Stone did. Look, it was a good propaganda film. I view these often as propaganda films, as good as anything that the Third Reich turned out, but they can change impressionable minds. So the reason I get angry as a journalist is the same reason you would as a journalist. You see the historical record here being completely muddied up on a case that should be straightforward, and the internet allows these theories to explode.
Well, sure.
You know,
I just don't understand the hatred for the country. I don't get the hatred for the country, Bo. Did you ever think about that? Why do they? Like, I'm not saying Mark Cuban hates America. I don't know what motivates Mark Cuban. His work on the Welcome to Come On Air and Explain. But most of these people buy into this. They just hate the country.
You know, it's just something that people have to be negative. You look at, we're all not happy with what the president's been doing. I was a Republican. I'm not happy with my president, what he's been doing and what's been happening. But you want to know something? I'm not going to go against him completely on everything he's doing. There's things that are being done right. The economy's great and everything. But people are going to be negative. These people that want to develop a film showing that this really never happened or it happened with America. First of all, they had another one, a conspiracy that Israel did it and wanted to get us. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
The Muslims try to blame it on
Assad. It's aggravating to me. The one most important thing, Bill, is the people that died there on September 11th and their families. This is a disgrace to them. And Martin Sheen's kid there, Better watch it as far as people.
I wouldn't
watch anything.
And this, we're looking out for you, Charlie Sheen. Don't do this. You're not going to come back from it if you do. And that's not a threat. I'm just telling you, I know the country. Bo knows the country.
We won't
Gerald
watch
knows
that two and a half kids thing at
not
all.
Not going to do it any good. Gentlemen, as always, thanks very much.
I'm speechless. I am so furious about that. Give me a few minutes to compose. I'll be back after the break with my comments and another article by Paul Watts and Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. RepublicBroadcasting.org, 12180, shortwave. See you in a few.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right, this is Michael Herzog back with the American Awakening. Okay, hold on to your seats. You better sit down and grab the side. Bill O'Reilly, you buffoon. How dare you? How dare you? The Patriots, we hate America. People who have done the research. We've been down the rabbit hole, okay? We've looked at it from every angle, and it was an inside job, Big Bill. All right? And you have the audacity, you have the temerity to call us American haters. We hate America? Sorry, Bill. Okay? When I went to school, I said a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. And to the republic for which it stands. The republic for which it stands. Not the, quote, democracy that you spew about we're bringing to Iraq and that we have the wonderful democracy in the United States. Do you even know the difference, Bill? And then this fool. Who is this other fool? I guess he's a former police officer or whatever. Bo Deedle Beetle Bailey, whoever the hell he was. Excuse my French, okay? He comes on there and says he saw the engine. What kind of an engine do you see? Are you a pilot, clown? Hmm? All right, what kind of an engine did you see? I saw the engine, too, and I'll guarantee it didn't look to me like it was off of a 767, because a 767 has a totally different engine on it than the engine you saw. The diameter of that engine on a 767 is 9 feet. The diameter of the engine that I saw from CNN News was nowhere near 9 feet. So what did you see, Bo? Hmm? Let me get into this article here. There's more. Paul Watson. And by the way, I agree. The O'Reilly Factor featured a segment last night in which TV bully Bill O'Reilly, and that's putting it nicely, warned Charlie Sheen that narrating Loose Change would destroy his career amidst a cacophony of slurs, smears, and Holocaust jibes. There's another one. Throw the Holocaust in there, too. Let's try to discredit us. The Holocaust was never mentioned in Loose Change. Gerald Posner. Characterized by this and other hit pieces that carried all of the weight of the third grader's scribbled essay paper and couldn't even pin down the basic facts. Fox featured three talking heads who all agreed with each other. How convenient. O'Reilly, whitewash aficionado Gerald Posner, and a barely comprehensible New York detective called Bo Deedle, whatever. This from the network that likes to call itself, quote, fair and balanced. Posner, a former Al Gore devotee who drank the 9/11 Kool-Aid and immediately pledged his allegiance to Bush following the attacks, he opens up by throwing in the obligatory Holocaust denial smear. I have to ask you, Gerald, why is it that every time anybody raises any questions, amidst the ad hominem attacks, you guys have to throw in the Holocaust denial? Nobody even mentioned that, Gerald. Hmm? Tell me about that one. Posner couldn't stumble over his words quickly enough to get that one in, and somewhat pathetic to witness his ignorance of the fact that calling the other side of the argument Nazis isn't a credible debating tool anymore. Not that there was anyone on the other side of the debate to rebut him, and that's convenient for them too, okay, because they don't ever let anybody on the side of the debate that has any intelligence to debate him. And if somebody gets on there with any, which I've seen before, they cut him off 6 times, give him about 20 seconds, and the rest of the 6 minutes is all devoted to them. Then they cut him off, okay? Well, guess what? I'm going to do everything I can do to fix that. Let me continue. I'm sorry. Posner's zeal on writing books insisting that no political conspiracies have ever happened, that Oswald acted alone, James Earl Ray killed Martin Luther King, despite the fact that he later denied it, and 9/11 was all a result of incompetence. They portray a figure who's either on the payroll or has some morbid obsession with propping up the government propaganda that ever-dwindling amount of people are buying. Polls consistently show that 90% of more believe other parties were involved in the JFK assassination, so it seems the more extreme Posner has to go in smearing those who disagree with him as Holocaust deniers, the more people see through his baseless BS. The Holocaust card doesn't work anymore, Posner. You're wasting your time. Posner is quite clearly ruffled that billionaire Mark Cuban is set to throw his weight behind Loose Change and labels it a disgrace, without explaining why a position that 84% of the country and most of the 9/11 family members now take it as a disgrace, but yet they still insist on talking about the families, and it hurts the families. Well, I'm sorry. You know, I've seen family members. I've seen the girls calling for a new investigation. What is it? I don't even remember who they are anymore, okay? It's been so long. It's like I say, I don't bring it up very often. But when this kind of crap happens, it just drives me through the roof. How dare you tell me that the family members want closure and they're not going to get it, Big Bill, until the truth comes out. So don't hide behind that crap anymore. Posner is quite clearly ruffled that billionaire Mark Cuban is set to throw his weight behind Loose Change and labels it a disgrace, without explaining why a position that 84% of the country and most of the 9/11 family members now take it as a disgrace. Bo Beetle Bailey Deedle then proceeds to give us a lecture on how the WTC towers melted and fell down like potato chips. A thoroughly scientific analysis, I think we can all agree. Beetle Bailey fails to inform us of how jet fuel, which burns at 1,800 degrees maximum Fahrenheit in the prime condition, which that wasn't, melted steel, which melts at 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit. Explain that to me, Mr. Big Deedle, Bo, Beetle Bailey. He then echoes a familiar yarn. But what about the victims? Oh, yes, the victims, over half of which, according to Bill Doyle, the representative of the largest 9/11 victims group, have grave questions about 9/11. How about those victims of a cover-up in the various hours after 9/11 who were told that the air was safe to breathe and are now dying in mass as a result of trusting the government? Huh, Bo? Tell me about that, Bo. Deedle then stumbles into an attempt to explain the collapse of Building 7, at which point he is abruptly cut off by O'Reilly, who parrots the emotional rhetoric about asking questions being insulting to the victims before cutting off Deedle again when he mentions the first World Trade Center bombing of 1993. And Bill O'Reilly went on to say, don't confuse anybody with the facts. What's the matter, O'Reilly? Are you afraid of the facts? You don't want to touch Building 7, do you? Huh? That's something that gets a little bit too hot to handle because you can't explain it, and neither can anybody else, including Popular Mechanics, of who you mentioned quite readily. Oh, they came up with a wonderful analysis, didn't they? We've already picked that one to bits. Don't confuse anybody with the facts. Exactly right, Bill, because you wouldn't want anybody to find out that the FBI gave the terrorist the bomb material to attack the towers in 93, now would you? Why don't you have somebody that's got some knowledge of this stuff come on to debate you? Or better yet, why don't you have them come on my show or John's show? Okay? I'd invite you on for a guest. You can have the whole 2 hours, Bill, but I get equal time. Posner then returns to charge that 9/11 truthers make up facts without being able to cite any examples. Excuse me, Big Bill. Excuse me, Mr. Posner. Excuse me, Mr. Deitel. I've got a slew of them right here. I've got a stack of them right here. And you know what? We can lay this to rest, and I'll give you credit where credit is due. All you got to do is answer the questions that I'm going to relay to you, and I'll let this die. But until you do, I'm going to dog you. I'm going to dog you. I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to be like a pit bull right on your hind end, buddy. Posner then returns to the charge that 9/11 truthers make up facts without being able to cite any examples. I'll cite you several of them, Bubba. And then backtracks to the comfort of his Holocaust denial slur, which, by the way, folks, wasn't mentioned once in Loose Change. Stereotyping 9/11 truth films as, quote, propaganda as good as anything the Third Reich turned out. How dare you? How dare you? Posner's one-trick pony show and ad hominem, quote, they're all Nazis. Nonsense is truly laughable, and in fact lends our side of the argument more credence because it exposes him as the exact thing he accuses others of being, a propagandist. And that is hyperbole of tossing out buzzwords like Holocaust denial, appeased to the emotional reactionary psyche and not reasoned sober and factual analysis. You have no factual analysis. You have none. All you have is ad hominem attacks because you haven't got any evidence whatsoever to refute what this movement has to say. I just don't get the hatred for the country. We don't hate the country, Bill. We don't hate the country, okay? What we hate is we hate the criminal factions within this government and the international intelligence community that set this up. We love this country, okay? You're the one that hates this country because you're right behind the New World Order marching into a police state, you buffoon.
I just don't get the hatred for the country. O'Reilly chimes in, which, as everyone knows, is yet another cheap pot shot that lost all its persuasive impact years ago.
O'Reilly thinks he can still delude people into thinking that questioning your government equates to hating your country. Well, I'll tell you what. I used to watch Judge Judy a while back, years ago. And there's a one-liner that Judge Judy used to say that pretty much holds true. She says, you lie to me once, and from that point on, once I catch you, I've got to pretty well question everything you say. Well, you know what? I've heard this administration lie to us over 800 times. So how many times does it take of them lying to you, Bill, before you get it? O'Reilly and Deedle end by warning Sheen that he's not going to come back from this, insinuating that his narration of the Loose Change final cut will end his career because O'Reilly, quote, get this, folks,
knows the country. He knows the country. He knows all of us out there, and he knows that we wouldn't put up with that.
He's not going to come back from this? Well, guess what, okay? He came back from his coming out of it last year. Matter of fact, this show, 2.5 Men, is doing better in the ratings than ever after he came back, so I heartily disagree with you, Big Bill. Well, as usual, the exact opposite is true. The success of Sheen's sitcom, 2.5 Men, has only increased in the year since he went public on 9/11, and every poll shows the vast majority of the country support Sheen's viewpoint. Meanwhile, Fox News ratings continue to sink lower and lower because they refuse to act as anything other than whores for the establishment. And I'm looking at the ratings here, folks. You got a rating in October of 2004 where Bill O'Reilly had an audience of better than 3 million people. And now, let's see, May of 2005, it was down to, well, about half of that, a little less than half of that, and still dropping. So, I wonder why, Big Bill. Have you ever looked at your ratings lately, Big Bill? From October 2004, following O'Reilly's phone sex scandal with Andrea Macris, the ratings for his show almost halved, and they've never recovered. Fox News' other neocon attack poodle John Gibson, who previously took a pot shot at O'Donnell for suggesting the KSM confession was unreliable, a sentiment echoed by all corners of the media besides the Bush administration's TV mouthpiece, also took time out to address Sheen on his Big Story show. Gibson parroted O'Reilly in claiming that even the discussion of 9/11 in this context is, quote, hurtful to the victims. As a rule, whenever someone does not have the facts on their side and cannot counter the evidence, they are forced to resort to emotional rhetoric and attempt to throw a blanket over the debate. Has there ever been a TV or newspaper hit piece on a 9/11 truth movement that doesn't heavily lean on ad hominem insults along with bias and misleading emotional rhetoric? You'll never see it. NewsHound summarizes, Fox doesn't address the issue often. They don't want to make any more people aware of the controversy, but when they do, it is ridiculed and called garbage, as if they only bring it up when it's in the news elsewhere, so they have to, but they immediately shoot it right back down. And that's exactly what they did here, folks. They brought it up because they have to, and they do everything that they can do to demean it. But it doesn't work anymore, Bill, because your ratings are falling, and you profess it like a third grader, okay? That's like being out in the schoolyard and choosing each other out. Give me a break, Bill. It's old. It's old news. The smattering of hit pieces that have emerged since O'Donnell's public stance and the new angle of the Sheen story have been notable only for the third grade level research and kindergarten name calling. Richard Johnson of the New York Post couldn't even get Michael Rivero's name correct, calling him Matt, despite Rivero's name being at the very top of his website, proving Johnson didn't even check the website he was trouncing. Both CBS News and The Hollywood Reporter falsely reported that Rosie O'Donnell was involved in the production of the upcoming Loose Change movie. Hello? Do your research, clowns. This is completely incorrect. O'Donnell merely used your blog to ask some questions about 9/11 and Building 7, and rightly so, I might add. She has never been involved in the project any step of the way. Will CBS and The Hollywood Reporter issue retractions to clean up their atrocious journalism? Who is writing their articles? The office boy? If you can't even get basic facts right, like people's names and which person is connected to a particular project, it betrays the fact that these self-proclaimed reporters aren't interested in the truth, only in conducting slapdash ad hominem attacks. Underlying how both the fake right-wing and left-wing media are both panicking that their monopoly is being challenged by truth-seekers, sick and tired of partisan slant, and liberal blog Wonkette. They also attacked Sheen yesterday. Wonkette goes further than O'Reilly in claiming that, quote, Sheen will be getting a fat check from the CIA for further distracting everyone from the non-hidden, non-conspiratorial fact that everyone who was in a position to have prevented 9/11 is a drooling incompetent, and for discrediting anything famous ever says about politics for the next 6 months, unquote. If everyone who could have prevented 9/11 was a drooling incompetent, then why were none of them fired and why did some receive pay hikes and promotions? Can you tell me that? I'm almost done with this. Wonkette is just another example of a sniveling progressive blogosphere that spends half of its time debating things like Mitt Romney's haircut, while uniformly failing to hold their precious Democrat shills like Pelosi to account on impeachment and getting out of Iraq. It's a wonder that they seem surprised by the fact that people are looking elsewhere for the truth when they're lauded as so-called alternative, when in fact they're nothing more than a gaggle of self-important peons who think they're part of the establishment. Thank you, Paul Watson. I appreciate this article. It's very well done. How much time we got for the break, man? 2 minutes. All right. All right, we've got 2 minutes before a break. Got Don in Ohio. Go ahead, Don. What do you got?
How you doing, Michael?
I'm pissed. Excuse me.
I listened to that clip that you played, and my response was much stronger than what you proclaimed.
I'm on the radio. I can't.
Yes, I understand. I actually had to check my thoughts. I was thinking to myself, I'm about to call into this show. I have to watch my language. I really do. I'm incensed with what that guy said. First of all, he strikes me as a Nazi. I mean, and I'm going to say that straight out because they're ignoring the facts that thousands of researchers have brought forward.
That's all they can do, Don.
And there's a coincidence with his guest. Bo Deedle is a retired detective that used to work on a lot of sex cases, and his thing was protecting the pedophilia of kids.
Hmm.
And he came out with a software program that was to help parents monitor when their kids were on dangerous internet sites.
Interesting.
He's on Don Imus's program on MSNBC quite regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't watched that for a long time, but he promotes that. And it's interesting that O'Reilly recently was fending off a lawsuit from one of his associate producers for sexual harassment.
I was just going to mention that, yeah.
Now they want to talk about conspiracy. I mean, where's the conspiracy in that?
Oh, I agree. Here's Bill O'Reilly, who's caught up in a scandal like that not too long ago, and he's got this guy on here who is supposedly an expert and a detective and just, you know, in protecting people against that. I mean, where do these people come from, Don? I mean, I don't know about you. I am appalled. I am incensed at the audacity of this buffoon to come out and say that people like us hate America.
Well, it's outright propaganda, isn't it?
Oh, there's no question about that.
I mean, you can see that they're being paid, that there's a force behind the scenes that's controlling what they say. And they call themselves journalists mm-hmm. on top of it. Where's the journalism in that?
They're not. Yeah, well, they're fascist minions.
Yes,
you want me
exactly.
to hold you over after for a few after the break?
Sure.
Okay, I'll be back in a few. This is Michael Herzog talking with Don, the American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 1280 Shortwave. Be back in a few.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
I'm not ready to make
No, I'm certainly not making nice today. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. Calling number is 800-313-9443. We've got open lines today. We've got Don on the line. Go ahead, Don. Keep at me.
Well, you know, there are some stories that don't get a lot of publicity. I don't know if you're familiar with Maria Heller.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Maria's had Richard Andrew Grove on
I'm very
her
familiar
program.
With Richard Andrew Grove, and he's got one heck of a story to tell. I've heard his two-hour presentation, and it's fantastic. Yes.
Just for the sake of the listeners, he was supposed to be at a meeting there at the stockbroker's office, where they were doing all the computer programming.
Mm-hmm.
And he got hung up in traffic, and he witnessed the gold being taken out of the building. He talked about uncovering the unusual put options weeks before the event. Let's not forget about the day before the event. Donald Rumsfeld was before Congress telling him that they misappropriated $2.3 trillion,
mm-hmm.
that the Department of Defense, the Pentagon, had lost that money. Well, they know darn well they didn't lose that money. They know where it went.
But, sure they do.
But this is a conspiracy. This is conspiracy theory is what they're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired of hearing it, and I'm sure most people that know about it. It doesn't matter who goes forward, what famous person goes forward. You don't have to be famous to know that this is crooked.
No, I agree with you. And as I said earlier, you know, I don't like the content of my show. And as you know, I'm relatively new at this network. I really don't like to expound too much on 9/11 because I'm leaving out the other people. I don't want that to be the content of my show. But when I have some buffoon that comes out and calls us, the people that know the truth, saying that we hate America, that incenses me to the point where I can't help myself. I just overflow. This, you know, you're talking about this put options. It came out later that they found out who did the put options with the on the 9/11 event, and they called it irrelevant. Why is it irrelevant? Because they knew the people that put the that put those options down. It was irrelevant because they didn't want us to know who it was. I have a feeling I know who it was, but I'm not going to say on the air. Anyway, go ahead. Have you got another thought?
Well, I mean, you know, Cantor Fitzgerald played a part in it. Is it a coincidence that the companies that were doing the work for the government and for, you know, for these stock holdings, these stock moves, derivatives, and what have you, were all taken out in the explosion?
Is it a coincidence? Heck no, it's not a coincidence. You know that, and I know that.
Well, of course.
Very well designed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not my intention really to go into this issue. There are plenty of people that have brought out great films that have done tons of research. I researched the financial end of it. I can tell you another coincidence that Larry Silverstein took out an insurance policy for $3.2 billion on a building which he did not own. He only leased.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank Lowy, also, his partner in that made some money on the deal, too.
Well, they're still fighting. The insurance company's still fighting about paying that off, aren't they?
That's what I heard. I've heard also that they have been paid off.
Well, I tell you what, I've run across a couple of articles over the net that are telling me that the insurance companies are balking at paying. They have serious questions about it, and well, they should.
Well, the Ports Authority of New York and New Jersey actually owned the building. They were not the building owners. They were only leasing the building. And they had 99-year leases on the commercial aspects. The Lowy's company, Westfield Properties, out of Australia, you want to talk about patriotism and conspiracy theories. What the heck is an Australian doing running those businesses in our country?
I agree.
Why is this all about Arabs and people from Israel?
I got to stop you, Don. We're going to a break.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to hold over for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll be back in a few. Michael Herzog, RepublicBroadcasting.org.